Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Naveen, N-A-V-E-E-N, ABO, A-B-O, El-Said, E-L-S-A-I-D. Naveen ABO El-Said is a 39-year-old woman who reports she injured her index finger on her left hand at work on 12-20-21. Paratroopers pushing the gate of the pharmacy when the door closed on her finger. She did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Paragraph per her claim petition. Ms. Abel Elsaid alleges her left hand got caught in the swinging door in 12-20-21. Period. A first report of injury noted her left index finger got caught on the door as she was opening the pharmacy door. Period. Treatment records show she was seen on 12-22-21 by Dr. Frankel, F-R-A-N-K-E-L, at the referral of her PCP. She went for x-rays on 12-21-21. That showed a non-displaced fracture of the distal tuft of the second digit. She was splinted and referred for consultation. Period. His exam found an old subungual hematoma, common nail contained under the hyponychium, with no deformity, common mallet deformity, and neurovascular status intact. Pretty diagnosed left index distal phalanx fracture, for which she was placed in a stack splint. Period. She was authorized to work in a light duty capacity. Period. She had new x-rays on 1-17-22. Compared to the study of 12-21-21, it showed a non-displaced fracture of the tuft of the distal phalanx of the left second digit. Period, no callus formation indicative of healing across the fracture site was seen at that time. Period. She returned to Dr. Frankel on 1-19-22 with persistent symptoms. Period, he reviewed the x-rays that showed continued anatomic alignment of the fracture with some periosteal callus noted. Period. He thought she had normal healing. Period. The splint was discontinued and she was begun on a rehabilitation program. Period. She saw Dr. Frankel through 2-2-22, reporting mild stiffness at times. She continued in physical therapy and home exercises. Period. Upon exam, he observed that when concentrating, the patient can flex her fingertip into the palm. Period. Her final diagnosis was status post fracture of the distal phalanx of the left index finger. Period. Therapy was discontinued and she was transitioned to a home exercise program. Period. She was deemed a maximum medical improvement from an orthopedic perspective. Can return to work without restrictions. Period. New paragraph. She also had a hand specialist evaluation by Dr. Strauss on 8/30/22. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of fracture of the distal phalanx of the left index finger, for which she did not require medical treatment. Period. She was a maximum medical improvement from the incident of 12/20/21. Period. She would not benefit from other treatment modalities. Period. Motion of the MP joint was 0/90. I'm at the PIP joint 0/105. And at the DIP joint was 0/45 degrees. Period. Her nail was well formed. Period. Profundus function was present but slightly weakened as a subjective complaint. Period. Actually, go back to the beginning of the history of injury. She was seen at urgent care on 12/21/21, stating she cut her finger stuck in a door the previous day. Appeared she had pain of the index finger. Appeared she had x-rays that showed a tuft fracture of the distal left phalanx, of which she was placed in a splint and referred to orthopedics. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was mild tenderness, palpation of the left index fingertip, but there was none on the right. Motion of the ring finger on the right was 1/4 inch off the palm. Paired active left ring finger DIP flexion was between 0, 60 and 65 degrees. Paired right index DIP flexion was 80 degrees. Paired left index DIP flexion was between 70 and 80 degrees. Appeared there was mild tenderness with passive range of motion. Appeared motion was the remaining finger joints, both wrists, elbows, and shoulders. Was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. During hand dynamometry, she did not experience any pain despite squeezing firmly with the involved left index finger. Impressions on 12/20/21, Naveen Abel El-Said got her left index finger caught in a door while at work. Appeared she was seen at urgent care and then apparently saw her family physician. Appeared she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Frankel beginning 12/22/21. Appeared he confirmed the diagnosis of a tuft fracture and splinted her. Appeared over time she transitioned to physical therapy. Period. X-rays were done showing lack of callus formation demonstrating full healing. Period. On 2/2/22, Dr. Frankel released her from care. Period. However, the petitioner was then seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss on 8/30/22. Period. His review of the repeat x-rays was that it did show callus formation reflecting healing. Peretti did not believe any further treatment was indicated for the work injury. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found there to be essentially full range of motion of the left index finger, DIP joint. Period. There was some decreased range of motion about the right ring finger and left ring finger. Period. By manual muscle testing, she had intact hand grasp on the left, period. With hand dynamometry, it was less bold. Period, she denied having any pain, limiting her effort. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left statutory first finger or left hand. Period.